Mikvaos Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis Ili Nishma Shraga Five Ben Mechol Tzvi Deli a bucket Shehu Mole Kalim that is full of Kalim which are Tame and Vihit Bilan. They toiveled the whole bucket and all the Kalim inside it in the mikvah. Harei Elu Tahorin. Then the Kalim that were inside the bucket become Tahor. Even if the mouth of the bucket is an extremely small space, narrower than the Shofaris Hanod that we've been talking about before. The Gemara says that this is connected to the idea of a bucket that was Tameh, where when you toivel it, it purifies the Kalim that are inside the bucket. So in this case, the bucket might not have been Tameh, but the Kalim inside were, so they're considered to be toiveled. V'im lo taval, on the other hand, but if he didn't toivel the bucket, which was pure, and only that's tahar, and only the Kalim in it needed to be toiveled, then ein hamayim ma'arvim, the water inside the bucket and the water inside the mikvah is not considered mingled to make the kalim tahar achiyu ma'arvim kishroferes anod, until they're mingled with an opening in the mouth of the bucket that's as wide as the spout of a leather bottle that we've been talking about. So if you don't put the entire bucket inside the mikvah, you somehow tilt it so the mikvah water gets in, then the opening of the bucket has to be wide enough to let the water flow freely, which is the Shvoferes Hanod we've been talking about. But when it comes to being toveled the entire bucket, whether it needed it or not, and then the whole thing goes underwater, then we say that everything is toveled properly. Mishnah Gimel, Shlosha Mikvos. If you have three mikvos next to each other, so this is going to be a kind of mind game here. Bezeh Esrim Sa'ah, in the first one is 20 Sa'ah. Ubezeh Esrim Sa'ah, and the second one has 20 Sa'ah. Ubezeh Esrim Sa'ah, Mayim She'uvim. And the third one, number three, the last one, has 20 Sa'ah of drawn water, which is not kosher for a mikvah. So you have two mikvahs of kosher mikvah water, and one mikvah that has 20 Sa'ah of not kosher mikvah water. Ve'ashov menatzad, if the one with the Mayim She'uvim is on the side, so it goes 1, 2, 3, with 2 being the middle, and number 3 is the one that has the Mayim She'uvim, and then the Yardu Shlosha V'Tavlu Bohen, 3 people went down, each one going into a different mikvah, and is Tavl, and because once they get into the mikvah, the 20 Sa'ah water level rises, because the volume is displaced by the people going in, and then it overflows. And Venis Arvu, the water became all mixed up together. Then what we say is that HaMikvaos Tahorin, Atovlin Tahorin. Then all three Mikvaos are now Tahar, and the people that got into the Mikvaos are also Tahar. Because since the two valid Mikvaos combined to make 40 Sa'ah, then the Mayim She'uvim was added to the 40 Sa'ah, which was already a kosher Mikvah. So what you end up with is 60 sa'ah of tahar water, and so each of the three gentlemen or individuals who got into each of the mikvahs has had the equivalent of a tevila of 40 sa'ah, or perhaps even 60 sa'ah, and so, good going, everybody's tahar and the mikvahs are tahar. On the other hand, haya hashav ba'emtza, if it's one on the right side, and number 3 on the left side, and it's number 2 in the center that is the Mayim She'uvim, V'yardu Shlosha V'Tavlu Bohem, and 3 individuals got into the Mikvos and were Tavl, V'nis Arvu, and the water overflowed and all became mixed together, HaMikvos Kemo Shehayu. Then the Mikvos retain their original status. And the people, the HaTovlin Kemo Shehayu, the people retain their original status as well. Since each of the two kosher mikvahs is being separated by the Mayim She'uvim in between, then we do not allow to consider that there's 40 sa'ah of kosher mikvah water. Rather, it's 20 plus 20 pasul, and the other 20 plus 20 pasul. And so as a result, what you end up with is that the mikvahs remain in their place. Now, although the Mayim She'uvim mingled with each of the valid mikvahs, they are not excluded from subsequently making up to 40 sa'ah, because the connection between the three was called hamshaka, which we've talked about before, this kind of pouring, mingling of water. And because 40 out of 60 are kosher mikvah water, and nothing changes status, so then if each mikvah goes up a little bit in water level, it doesn't change the fact that the two on the sides are kosher. The one in the center, however, remains pasul. Because despite all the hamshaka, the majority of the center one is certainly still not kosher mikvah water, it's pasul. So essentially what you end up with is a middle mikvah that is still considered mayim she'uvim. So if you want to let 40 saw fall in, you're going to have to empty out the mayim she'uvim first. Two mikvahs on the sides which are still ready to be kosher mikvahs, if at least 20 more sa'ah of rainwater falls in, and three tamei gentlemen who are still three tamei gentlemen. The tevila was completely ineffective because we didn't allow any kosher mikvah total to be there for their tevila.